I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Afghanistan stands on the edge of starvation. The prime minister appointed by the Taliban has asked international charities to help. He blames the famine on the Western-backed government the Taliban deposed in August. But Nehemiah with FMI says Taliban insurgents never had a plan for how to run Afghanistan.
Maybe they are good suicide bombers, but they don't know how to work as a government officials. This is the reason we have seen that how Taliban who have become police or who have become government now, they are killing people like anything. They have no experience. They have no idea.
Banks have no money to give out and grocery stores have no food on the shelves. Plus, the Taliban continues to wage war against ISIS-K, another terrorist organization fighting for supremacy in Afghanistan. Please ask God to provide for Afghan Christians who remain stuck inside their houses. Russia has become a hotspot for COVID-19 with thousands dying every day from the virus. Things are worse than the government is reporting, says Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association. The country has a high number of excess deaths, many of which likely have been caused by COVID-19. In the war zone between Russia and Ukraine, the situation is even worse.
More people have died in the COVID pandemic than all who died during the 7 years of conflict with Russia in eastern Ukraine.
Constant artillery fire has damaged infrastructure near the fighting lines. Mock says hospitals in the area are running out of oxygen and medicine, but local churches continue to bring help to the area. You can support them through SGA's Operation Winter Warmth. Pray also that the witness of these local churches would bring the hope of Jesus to many. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get yours at missionnews.org.